A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Dande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world tonight in on Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are looking at the stunning judgment by a High Court judge who has ruled that the MDC leader Nelson Chamisa is not legitimate. Therefore, an extraordinary Congress should be convened within the next 1 month.
We are also keeping an eye on South Africa, where general elections were held today.
This is the sixth democratic election since apartheid, and the ruling African National Congress has prevailed ever since, with small parties like the EFF and the DA trailing behind, which is what is expected in this election.
The nullification of Chamisa's leadership follows an application by the party's Gokwe District Organizing Secretary, Elias Mashavire, who challenged the decision by the late MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai to unilaterally handpick two more vice presidents when there was already Thokozani Kube in the contest to succeed him.
Many legal experts say the judgment will be difficult to implement because there are now two distinct opposition parties, one led by Kube, which has already held its own Congress, going by the name MDCT, and the other one led by Chamisa, called MDC, which will hold its own elective Congress in about 2 weeks' time.
What are your thoughts on these issues we are discussing tonight?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are also live streaming our shows right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Zimbabwe.
Hongu vadiwa vatereri nevatariri, nasi tirukurukura nyayambiri pachirongwa chedu. Chatinotarisa zvirikusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, nemi muri munyika. Ichekutanga chatirukurukura nezvacho inyaya yemutongo waturwa nedare repamusoro reHigh Court. Pamusoro penyaya yakasviswa kana chinyunyuto chakasviswa kudare iri ene vanonzi vaElias Mashavira vekuGokwe vakaendesa nyaya iyi gore rapera muna September kudare redzimhosva vachiti iwo utungamiri weMDC huripo iye zvino unoyo uri kutungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa hausi pamutemo sezvo vaChamisa vakanga vasiri mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato iri zviri pamutemo vachitaura iwo kuti muna 2014 bumbiro remutemo kana constitution yaitaura kuti kune mutevedzeri mumwe chete webato reMDC vanoiva nga vari muzvare Thokozani Kube ndovavanoti vaitedzera Morgan Tsvangirai vaive mutungamiri. Asi vaTsvangirai vakazotsvaga vatevedzeri wavo vamwe vaviri pamusoro pemumwe chete anga aripo, vakadomwa vaNelson Chamisa navaElias Mudzuri vakanga vave nevatevedzeri vatatu. Saka ndozvanzi nedare hazvisi pamutemo, zvichitariswa zvazvakamira zvakaita mutemo bumbiro remutemo rebato iri muna 2014. Vakapa mutongo wekuti bato reMDC rinofanira kuita musangano wekugadzirisa nyaya idzi kana kusarudza utungamiri mukati memwedzi mumwe chete. Asi chiri kunyanyotaurwa nevakawanda ndechekuti zvichafambiswa sei, nekuti muzvare Thokozani Kube neMDC yavo vakatoita Congress, bato ravo rinonzi MDCT vakatoita Congress yavo. Kuchitiro bato reMDC rinove riri kutungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa riri kutarisirwawo kuita Congress yaro kubva musi wa24 kusvika musi wa26 mwedzi uno. Saka zvaakureva kuti mutongo uyu nemaonero ari kuita vamwe unenge wauya zvinhu zvatofamba kana kuti manhano dzafambwa, vamwewo vachiti aiwa hapana chinonetsa, tsoro inongodzidzosera bhobho kwayanga iri, zvofambira kubva ipapo. Saka ndozvatoda kutinzwe imi vateereri muchitaura pamusoro penyaya iyo yekutanga. Nyaya yechipiri tiri kuteera sarudzo dziri kuitwa musouth africa. Tinonzwa kuti kune mapato magaro anokwana kuita kana kuti vanhu vari kukwidza muzvigaro zvekuve nhengo dzeparamende vanokwana kuita 48 makumi mana nevasere vakanyorisa kuti vanga vachikwidza zvigaro izvozvo kuchitiwo zvigaro zvematunhu vangati local government kune vanokwana kuita makumi matatu nezvitanhatu kana 36 zvigaro zviri kukwikwidzwa ndo nyaya dzesarudzo dziriko tinonzwa kuti dzichapera na 9 manherano zvichireva kuti iye zvino dzasarurwa nemaminitsi angangoita makumi mashanu nemana kuti dzinge dzichivharwa sarudzo dzichivharwa asi vanenge vari mutsetse panokwana 9 o'clock hanzi vachange vachivhota chimwe chinofadzwa ndechekuti kune zvisaro zvezimbabwe zviri mumasangano akasiyana siyana zviri kuongorora sarudzo idzodzo vatingati maobserver saka tichange tichitaura navo nevamwe vavo ipapo panguva ichatevera pamwe chetewo nemi zvisaro zvezimbabwe zvakwanisa kunge zvichipinda musarudzo kana kuvhota tumirai namba dzenyu tichinzwawo kuti mafambisa sei nyaya tichitariswawo kuti ramangwana revana vezimbabwe nezvimwe zvisaro kune dzimwe nyika zviri musouth africa rinenge rakamira sei mushure mesarudzo idzodzi ndonyaya dzatiri kukurukura chris
yevo chonga zulukandava sedhibana njalo lamhlanje kungolwesithathu kuhlelo lwethu olwe-diaspora forum namhlanje ke sile ndaba ezimbili esixoxa ngazo olwakuqala ludaba lwesinqumo somthethwandaba we-high court onqume wona ukubana umnumzana nelson chamisa umkhokheli webandla le-mdc kayisuye umkhokheli owakhethwa okusemthethweni ye lokhu kulandela isinqumo lesi silandela ukukhalaza okwenziwa ngesinye isiphathamandla sebandla leli esegokwe esahambisa ke udaba lolu sathi hayi umnumzana Chamisa akumelanga abe nguye umkhokheli ngoba ngesikhathi ekhethwa ngumuyi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai umnumzana Tsvangirai kalandelanga isisekelo sombuso webandla wakhetha yena uChamisa lomnumzana Elias Mudzuri ye kuthiwa ke bobabili laba hayi abasibo bakhokheli abakhethwa okusemthethweni sizakhangela njalo lokhetho olwenziwa lamhlanje kwele South Africa ye kuyakhethwa ke lamhlanje siyazi ke eSouth Africa ukhetho lwakhona lwehlukene lolweZimbabwe ngoba nxa kukhethwa akukhethwa umongameli uzakhethwa libandla eliyaba linqobile ye siyazi njalo ukubana ibandla le-ANC yilo elikhangelelwe ukuthi lizanqoba lanxa nje ibandla elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Julius Malema ele-EFF kumbe Economic Freedom Fighters likhangelelwe ukuthi lizathola amavoti athe xaxa nxa kukhangelwa sikuqathaniswa lamavoti okhetho olwedluleyo ngoba kuthiwa ke hayi ibandla leli likhanya lingene sibili ebantwini njalo abantu bebengani bayala mukela okwehlukene lesikhathi esedluleyo ye sizaba sixoxa ngakhonoko ye lingasixhuma jonga
ongo Christine munyarikano wedu kana kuti vatinawo muchirongwa vekutanga vatingati magesi and ndava tawanda svosve dzokora vana vesachigaro weMDC inotungamirwa naNelson Chamisa mudunhu re North America, muno muAmerica, America ichibatanidza neCanada. Vadzokora tinogamuchirai pachirongwa chedu.
Makadii zvenyu vakandemire, makadii vatereri.
Aiwa
tena nekutudza pachirongwa.
Tiri vapenyu musakanganwawo vagande vari pano.
Vagande makadii zvenyu.
Tiripo chief soswe makadii.
Tiri nani.
chief soswe inyaya iripo ndiyo yemutongo waturwa nedare re-high court. Inyaya yakasvitswa kudare gore rapera nava Elias Mashavira vekugokwe. Vachinyunyuta kuti pakatyorwa mutemo kudumwa ukaitwa utungamiri weMDC unoye wava Chamisa. Nava Mudzuri kuti vange vari vatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato. Todaira kuti kwatopera makore angada kusvika mana nechidimbu kana kuda kutosvika mashanu. Nyaya iyoyi yaitika panonzi pakatyorwa mutemo asi vakazokwira kudare gore rapera mutongo wapiwa nhasi. Imiwo muri kutambira sei mutongo uyu?
Takatyamadzwa nazvo. Tangoti hawo mashura padunhu kuti vanhu vatungamiriri venyika, vatungamiriri vemusangano, vanosarudzwa nevanhu. havasarudzwe nematare edzimhosva. Saka nesuwo tikutongoshamisika kuti zvaakuita sei kuti matare edzimhosva akuda kupindira panyaya dzema political parties vachitsvaga vatungamiri vari ivo. Iko zvino takatobva pachirongwa chekuti vanhu vese veZimbabwe nematunhu ose emuZimbabwe kusanganisira matatu ekunze kwenyika, South Africa, America neUnited Kingdom, vose ivavo vakapiwa mukana wekudoma wokutsvaga mutungamiriri wemusangano. Tose tikabvumirana kuti Advocate Nelson Chamisa ndo vanofanira kutungamirira musangano weMDC. Hapanai mbunyikidzwa, hapanai manikidzwa, vanhu vakadoma voga nekuti ndiye mutungamiriri wavanoda, ndiye mutungamiriri watinoda, uye ndiye mutungamiriri acharamba achitungamira MDC.
Let me throw this question to you in English for the benefit of other listeners who are not conversant ne Shona. But Mr. Jokora, it is a known fact that wherever or whenever there is a dispute, the courts are there to settle that dispute. In this event, Mr. Elias Mashavira from Gokwe disputed or he argued that the way Advocate Chamisa and Mr. Elias Mudzuri were nominated to be deputies was unconstitutional. So how can you say the courts cannot interfere with the election or choosing of leaders, yet there is a member who disputes this?
The fact remains the same. Leaders of political parties and leaders of countries are chosen by the people. Therefore, we have the common saying that says a leader of the people by the people. So I don't know who he is representing, which people he is representing, but the people of Zimbabwe have already spoken, and they're not going to speak again. They've spoken, and they know that their leader, the leader of the MDC, is Advocate Nelson Chamisa. And as far as we know, that's what we know, that's where we are. And
the court did not choose a leader for you, mind you. It gave you a month to put your house in order by holding an elective congress, extraordinary congress, Chris.
Yes, Chief Soswe, what about the issue of legitimacy, which your leader has been querying the President Emmerson Mnangagwa? Because here the courts are saying that when he was chosen by the late Mr. Tsvangirai, it was not done properly. What are your thoughts on that?
You are very right. If there is a leader who is illegitimate, it is Emmerson Mnangagwa. Our leader, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, was voted in or chosen by 2.6 million. Even up to now, up to today, we don't know how many people voted for Emmerson Mnangagwa. So if there is any question of illegitimacy, those questions have to be directed to Emmerson Mnangagwa, not to Nelson Chamisa, who has been chosen twice by the people of Zimbabwe. First, at the next general elections in 2018, and now we just finished our provincial congresses. We are going to our national congresses. But he has already been chosen by all the people and opposed. So he is very legitimate. If there is anyone who is illegitimate, it is him, Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Okay, John.
Hanzi paka ipa ipa pone wafana kana wachitaura.
Yeah, paka ipa. Asichokwa ni ndochi ripo za tu kuona.
Itanzwa mutauriri webato renyu wa Jacob Mafume wachitaura uti mucha pikisa kana bato renyu richa pikisa mutongo uwi. Asi tichitarisa kuenda mberi dzimenguwa mutongo unogona kupikiswa zvotadza kubuda nepamune muchitarisiro zvakare kumatare edzimhosva. Zvii zvamungatarisira kuti zvingaitwa nebato rei?
Izvo ndozvatotaura kuti tinozovambuka rwizi rworo tasvika, asi mutongo uchapikiswa, then toona kuti zvinenge zvabuda sei. Tinotarisira kuti zvinobuda zvakanaka.
We also heard them saying that they are going to go ahead with the planned Congress.
Yes, sir. The Congress is going on as has been reported by our national speaker, Mr. Jacob Mapema. All roads will be leading to Gweru, and we are all geared. We are all preparing for Gweru, and we are encouraging all our supporters, including those here in the diaspora, those who are eligible to vote, to start making their plans so that they are in Gweru on the 24th and 25th for our National Congress.
We are still trying to bring in other guests. Tirikutarisira kuti tiwane va Dan Moyo vanoisa chigaro ve MDCT North America Province kuti vange vachipindawo muchirongwa chedu pachikamu chino chatirikurukura nezvabuda mudare. Tichedzawo zvakare kubata nhengo yeZANU PF muno muAmerica vari va Frank Guni tinzwawo maonero avo nokuti nyaya dzakadai zhinji dzacho dzinenge chingonzi nevamwe zvine chekuita nezvematongerwo enyika kana kuti hurumende yavamunangagwa ndo yapindira mukutonga uku. Saka tichida kuti tinzwawo veZANU PF kuti vanotambira sei chichiri kuedza kuti vabate panhare dzavo hatisati tabudirira. Saka tichamboti chovhei navasvose. Tabva tangoita rombo rakanaka vaDan Moyo vaparunhare Gande.
Yeah, mnumzana Moyo sakwamukela kuhlela.
Niyabonga mnumzana Gande, kunjani chonga?
Ha, ngiyaphila wena uthi?
Ya mkhulu.
Niyabonga.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, can you tell us what is your quick reaction to the judgment that was handed today regarding the MDC leader Nelson Chamisa?
I think it was late in coming. It's something that should have been realized on the onset, that as a party that has a constitution, the MDC should have followed the party constitution from the onset. However, we welcome the ruling because it vindicates some of us who stood up against the injustice that was done to the party in unconstitutionally appointing VPs that caused so much commotion in the party and ended up splitting the party, which obviously led to the party's defeat in the 2018 elections. I think what's important for our members is to understand that legitimacy and accountability are the strong cornerstones of any organization. And if we are going to have an illegitimate leader, regardless of how popular he has become as a result of being illegitimately empowered, then we have a problem, because then how do you in the future control a person like that and prevent them from being another Mugabe, from being a dictator? Because when you take over power unconstitutionally, he is not different from Mnangagwa, in my opinion, because Mnangagwa did the same thing on the ZANU PF side. He's also is illegitimate. So when one wonders, when you hear him calling Mnangagwa illegitimate, whether sometimes he looks at the mirror and sees himself differently from being illegitimate, because he's as illegitimate as Mnangagwa as far as the MDC is concerned, as far as we the people that are the structures, the members, had our Congress in 2014, we had a legitimate vice president, and Morgan Tsvangirai had no right to appoint individuals to the vice president's position, which was not even in our constitution, which is something that he just made up on his own. So, yes, we welcome the judgment.
That's quite interesting. What's your reaction, Mr. Dzokora? Mr. Dzokora?
My brother here. Let me correct my brother here. The MDC led by Nelson Chamisa did not lose an election. If there is a party that lost an election, maybe it will be the MDC led by our sister Tokozan Kupe. MDC led by Nelson Chamisa won the 2018 election. So there's nothing that caused the loss of election. So that's all I can say on that. We did not lose any election.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the other issues raised by Mr. Moyo, the legitimacy issue and so forth?
I will repeat what I said earlier on, that if there is any leader who is illegitimate, it is the leader of ZANU-PF, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is claiming to be the president of Zimbabwe. He is the one who is illegitimate. President Nelson Chamisa is the legitimate president of the MDC, as we are seeing even now, that he was elected by all the provinces, including the three external assemblies.
Mm-hmm. But are you going to bury your head in the sand to the fact that has been raised by Mr. Moyo, that when he was chosen by Mr. Tsvangirai the late, that was done outside the constitution? And what about in the future, if he was indeed chosen outside the constitution, which is illegal, what about in the future if he becomes a president? Won't that pose any problem?
That's exactly what our spokesperson, Mr. Jacob Mafume, said, that we are going to contest the decision. So this decision, in as far as the MDC is concerned, is now in void, unless and until we have appealed.
Mr. Moyo.
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yes, we understand that this court ruling orders the MDC to conduct an extraordinary congress or a congress to elect leaders. Your party already held a congress. If Thokozani Kupe is the legitimate vice president of the party, or was the legitimate vice president of the party, she had the powers to hold a congress. So can we say that that part was already taken care of, the congress?
First and foremost, I'd like to address what Mr. Tokora just said. It is amazing that Mr. Tokora has chosen to stoop this low and become a flip-flopper himself, because when the appointment of the VPs was announced, there is proof online where he himself criticized what was done, and also at that time regarded Chamisa as being legitimate. He can attest or deny to that himself here right now, but certainly he knew at the time that there was a legitimate concern in the way the constitution was handled for those appointments, and he spoke out publicly against that. I am surprised now that he has now flip-flopped and changed, and now is supportive of that illegitimate stance. Now, moving forward to the extraordinary congress that was conducted by Dr. Thokozani Kupe. Dr. Thokozani Kupe, in her right capacity as the acting president of the party, followed the constitution, which requires that an extraordinary congress be called within 12 months of the passing away of the president. The fact of the matter is that, which becomes the question, is did all the structures participate in that congress, which I think the answer is obvious, because there were a lot of people who were siding with Chamisa who decided not to take part in that congress. So that brings the question of whether the 2014 structures, which this current court ruling instructs that the 2014 structures as elected are the ones who were supposed to be part of the extraordinary congress. So yes, Dr. Kupe did what the constitution required her to do in terms of having the extraordinary congress. The question remains: Did all the 2014 congress delegates participate in that congress? That is the issue at this point.
Mr. Moyo, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tinem Terry, along. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Takasimba, who is the caller's name? I mean, what's the caller's name?
And you know the Tendekai Kalima, I'm from Kadoma.
Tendekai Kalima.
I just want to say, if you miss him, you're good to Zinogona Zagaitwa na late President Morgan Tsvangirai kuti vakaisa anonzi chamisa zviri pamutemo. No matter how hard the chamisa akaiswa zviri pamutemo, but still vanhu vanongoda chamisa. Chamisa is the front. Ndiye munhu watiungoda nyangwe zvakaita sei tichangoda chamisa. Angokupa akanzi ndiyanga ari pamutemo, chamisa ndi watiungoda. Chamisa ndiyachavhutira nyangwe chamisa akamiswa changotevera pane chamisa.
Well, Mr. Moyo, I think that caller is directing that to you.
Mr. Kalema, thank you for being on the show. It's also a problem here, Kalema, and they could select avanu, could choose our leaders in party. Just like we saw even Malita's Enyika, Muna 1980, Wakawanda, Wakamanya, Wachitunka, and DNGMU, Achasimuzuwa, Enyika, Zimbabwe, compared. Isusu, Mazimbabweans, Wakawanda, were concerned about the welfare, Enyika Edu, Kuchinika Edu, Chapudirira, Kuchimabasa, Kuchawane Mabasa, Kuchiwana, Wachakara Mushi, it's not about the popularity, Emun. Like I gave you example, in 1980, we have voted almost 80% even in Zimbabwe. But that is something you can't do here. The market is cutting. We are now having to cut understand. We have to understand. Tichiona chamisa achiita zvakaita zvisina kusiyana nezvakaitiwa naMugabe makore ese aya paakadwave nakateka over naye kuzani kwacho ikoko. Tiri kuona same problem panapa and tiri kuti isusu kuatidzidzisei kuti how come we are so blind to facts that are hitting us straight in the face. Kuti this person watiri kuti ari popular ndiyo watiri kuda at the end of the day. Achaendesa nyika kumberi here, nyika achatanga kubudirira here, kana kuti tichaona the same zvatakaona neutungamiri wavamugare watakaramba. Tichazoti here after 5 years, uyu munhu achada uyu after nyika yaendera backwards instead of tiendere mberi. Toda kuti tishanise pfungwa dzedu kuti tielect ma leaders atoziva kuti ane chido chevanhu pamoyo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Thank you. I think Mr. Kalema mapindurwa zvamanzwa nava Moyo. Ndafunga vakalima vaenda Chris, but that was Mr. Dan Moyo responding to our first caller, Tendekai Kalema, who called from Kadoma.
Yes. So, Mr. Tsokora, are you still there?
Yeah, ndiripo. Ndiripo ndakato mirira.
Oh, okay. So, now, can you give us your reaction to what has been said?
Yes, Mr. Denmo Vataura, but we all know that the National Executive Council is the highest decision-making body in between congresses. So when they made available information, more information to the people of Zimbabwe, most of the people who were confused, who did not know what was going on, all endorsed the president of Nelson Chamisa. And we went for elections, and I was one of the 2.6 million people who traveled or who went to Zimbabwe and voted for President Nelson Chamisa as the legitimate president of Zimbabwe. And going back to what Mr. Jelmoyo said and is trying to do now, because I don't even know why on which platform he is commenting on the issues to do with the MDC, because the MDC that is led by Thokozani Kube has already disassociated itself from the MDC led by Nelson Chamisa. They removed themselves and they went on to have their own Congress. So on what grounds now are they talking about what is going on in the MDC? Because even then, this decision doesn't affect them and should not affect them, because they've already moved on with another party or the same party, we don't even know. Now, this decision is for the party, the MDC, that is led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa. And has been said, and as has been said by Mr. Mafema, the decision is going to be appealed.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm not sure whether we still have time for this discussion because we are about to switch to the South African elections.
Yes, maybe we'll ask Mr. Moyo to give us his final word.
Yeah, Mr. Tokora Maradi, by the way, let me say to you, this to you, my brother. If you analyze the case and analyze what the background of the case is, it talks about the structures that were in existence prior to Nelson Chamisa and Muzuri being appointed VPs. Then it talks about the ascendancy of Nelson Chamisa into the president. Let me finish, my brother.
No, I want to correct you before you go any further.
Let me finish, my brother. Then it talks of the ascendancy of Chamisa to being the president, whether all that was legitimate, whether it was done legitimately and correctly. So the bottom line is here, we are talking of a person who's calling himself a president of a party when he is not. His presidency has been nullified by the courts because the constitution of the party was not followed, which then therefore takes us back to who should have been the legitimate acting president to call for an extraordinary Congress. And for you to say that the parties are now separate, we ask yourself how and why the parties are separate. Because first and foremost, this was one party which, when Dr. Kupe was threatened, insulted, and almost burned alive in her heart in Buhera, she realized that she cannot continue being associated with violent individuals who want to take over power at all costs, regardless of human life. And therefore, she was within her right, and hence she maintained the MDCT name of the party. She was within her right to call for that extraordinary Congress. The issue here is, did the 2014 structures that existed, were they part and parcel? Because these are the same people who are coming back, who lodged this complaint, who are saying that we want the 2014 structures to be the ones that go to an extraordinary Congress and elect a new president. The National Council you are talking about, that you say it made this decision, you ask yourself, who is the chairman or who was the chairman of that National Council? If I may educate you, Mr. Lau Momoyo, who was the national chairman of the party, is the one who was the chairman of that National Council. He was not part of the decision that you are saying was taken by the National Council. Then you ask yourself, then who convened that meeting legally? Who called for that meeting? Because that meeting was not called by the chairman of the National Council, who happens to be Lau Momoyo.
Okay, Mr. Moyo, what I wanted to correct you was the fact that what has appeared in the papers, especially the Herald, regarding today's judgment is different from the actual summary which we have seen. The Herald says that the Congress must be convened using the structures of 2014, but the actual judgment does not mention any structures at all. That was the point I was trying to correct you.
Well, thank you for that. I am going by the reporting that I have seen
on the newspapers and online,
and what has been reported is that, and also from what I know from this group that is defending the Mok and Tsvangirai legacy, they are demanding that the extraordinary Congress be held using 2014 structures, which is the correct way, because that's how the party is structured. These new congresses, at district level and provincial level, are all null and void because they were not conducted according to the party constitution.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. It was a pleasure having you. Unfortunately, we have run out of time as far as the MDC issue is concerned.
And thank you, Mr. Jokora. I think there is room to continue this discussion. It's like...
Yeah, definitely. We'll do it again. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, now we are switching to the South African elections, and like we pointed out earlier on, today was the final day for the South African elections. Remember, the election started on Monday, where about 700,000 people cast their votes, and those are people who were going to be prejudiced on the day of election because they would be out of their constituencies. So they already voted. And today was the last day where everyone was casting their votes. And to kick us off, let's listen to an audio from South African President Cyril Ramaphosa.
This is a vote that reminds us of 1994. Because in 1994, our people were just as excited as this, because they were heralding a new period, a new future for our country. And today, this is what I am also picking up. Our people are really excited about what lies tomorrow, and they want to vote for a government that is going to serve them, that is going to address their needs, their aspirations, and they have great confidence that we will be able to do so.
That day was South African President Cyril Ramaphosa speaking today on the last day of elections. Now let's take a look and listen to Mr. Julius Malema. He is the leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, and we hear they have made some gains into this election compared to the last one, as their campaign appears to have been to resonate with mostly young people. Let's take a look and listen.
Whatever numbers we'll receive from our people, we'll welcome them with both hands. It's a mandate. Even one vote counts. We'll accept that those are the results, and this is what the people of South Africa feel about the EFF.
That was Juju, as they call him, Julius Malema, the leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters. And remember, he is a former member of the ANC Youth League, an outspoken one, I must add.
That's true, yeah. Tochipinda muchitasa musarudzo South Africa, tichiona zvirikuitika South Africa. Tanzwa, mutungamiri we South Africa, vari mutungamiri we batro re ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, vachitaura iwo kuti vari kuona vanhu vari kufara nekupembera zvikuru nesarudzo idzi. Anzi zvakafanana nezvakaitika muna 1994, apo nyika yakapinda musarudzo dzayo dzekutanga. Vanhu vanga vaine mufaro, ndozvavari kutaura, ndozvimwe chete zvavari kuona musarudzo idzodzi dziri kuitwa iye zvino. Vana veSouth Africa vane mufaro wakanyanya kwazvo. Tisakangana kuti dzave sarudzo dzechitanhatu kubva nyika iyi yapinda mukuzvitonga from 1994, 6 elections. Kwotiwo taona mutungamiri webato reEconomic Freedom Fighters kana kuti EFF vaJulius Malema vanga vachitaura kuti vachatambira chero zvavanenge vapiwa nevavhoti. Hanzi kana dai tikawana vhoti imwe chete, yakakosha zvikuru, nokuti ndozve zvine zvasarudzwa nevana veSouth Africa kuti vange vachipa kubato ravo reEFF. Saka ndo zviri kuitika muSouth Africa. Tinzwe kwamurimi vari kuona nevari kutevera kana vavhota kuti zvafamba sei. Tiri kutarisira kunge tiine guest wedu kana kuti mudare wedu vaSolomon Socks Chikowero vebato re kana sangano reGlobal Zimbabwe Forum ndemamwe emapato emasangano akazvimirira vari kuongorora sarudzo dziri kuitika muSouth Africa. Tichimbotarisa zvabva kune vateereri vedu vatumira mashoko kuno kuburikidza neshona Facebook, tina vanonzi vaCarlton Chandikidzo vanga vachinyorai vachiti vanonoka zvavo kunge vachipinda muchirongwa chedu chatamboita pakutanga kuti vange vachitaurawo nezvazvo. Asi hanzi inzvimbo dzavanoti kwaita musindo inorthwest, wanga vachibvunza kuti pane anga achitaura kuti kwaitika mhirizhonga kunorthwest, zvokanzi inorthwest ipi, nekuti ndiri munorthwest hakuna zvakadero. vanhu vavhota zvakanaka nokuti ndozvatiri kunzwa zvakanyanya kuti vanhu vavhota murinyararo asi tanzwa vamwe vashara kuti vavhoti vanenge vangavara vashoma inganzi pachirungu vhota apathe mune dzimwe nzvimbo regai tinzwawo kune mamwe mazimbabwens muri ikoko kuti zvii zvamakuita iye zvino regai tione kuti zvakamira sei togonzwa kuna mukoma Richard Moyo hanzi ini mufundisi Richard Moyo ndadzidza zvizhinji pasarudzo dzemuno South Africa ndaona nzira dzakasiyana siyana asi maitirwo esarudzo dzemuno andifadza chose uye panguva yavaitsvaga rutsigiro vanga vasingarwe asi chimwe chandaona nekunze vazhinji ndofunga message yacho yabva yadimuka hatina kuzoona kuti kumberuko vanga vachida kunyora kuti kuti vari kuti chii then vazoenderera mberi vachiti DA inohwina nokuti zvimwe zviri kuitika matunhu anosvika 9 zvimwe zvizhinji zviri kufamba zvakanaka chose asi kumwe hakuvhotiki vari kutarisa chose kwati kwakaita sekuLimpopo kunonzi vanhu vari kunetsanawo ikoko ndomaonero avari kuita tomunzwawo Chris kana uine zvimwe
yebo Zulu kandaba ye sesixoxa ke ngokhetho lweSouth Africa ye sizwile ukubana ukhetho lwalowo nyaka ikakhulu ibandla le EFF elikhokhelwa ke ngumnumzana Julius Malema lingani ke lizathola inani elithe xaxa elamavoti nqa kuqathaniswa lawa lokhetho olwedluleyo ye yiko kwenzakalayo ke okuningi kade sikuzwa kulabo abakhangela abahlola ukhetho bathi hayi ukhetho beluhamba kahle sibili bekungelamsindo abantu bebe vota ngokuthula njalo betshengisa ukujabula iningi ligqoke impahla ezilempawu zamabandla awo kodwa njengokutsho kwethu kukhanya ibandla le-ANC likhanya yilo hayi elikhanya ligcwele indawana zonke kodwa njengokubona kwabanye bathi ibandla le-EFF hayi lizathola amavoti angedlula lawe DA ibandla le DA liyazilalo yilo liyandise ukulandela liyaba linqothiwe kodwa lilandela ngemva kwe ANC ye ingcwethe ezikhangela ezihlolayo zithi hayi kulakho ukuba lomehluko kulandeleke ibandla le EFF elikhokhelwa umnumzana Julius Malema asazi ke ukuthi kuyozalwa nkomoni siyavulile kamehlo sikhangele sibhekile ubana kuyini okuzenzakala jonga
hanzina mamposha ava ndafarira kuSouth Africa kuti yakapamukana zvizvarwa zvayo zvinogara kune dzimwe nyika vakawana mukana wekuvhota then mukoma Mike Kama hanzi at least kuno mapartis havaite sekuZimbabwe kuti ukwani kwakapfeka chipfeko chebato rinopikisa wapinda panguva yakaoma kuno nhasi unokwanisa kudzichinjanisa nhumbi dzemapati nofunga wakati rimwe bato kuseni rimwe masikati rimwe manheru ndofunga tavana vasolomon stocks chikovero vanovesa chigaro vesangano reglobal zimbabwe forum parunhare uye vari kuongororawo sarudzo dziri kuitika musouth africa togamuchirai pachirongwa chedu vachikovero
ndinoda kukwazisa vateereri venyu ndichikukwazisai Battery Studio 7.
Thank you so much. May you tell us what you have observed during the day? Because I think from 7 a.m. until very soon, about 9 o'clock, you will be closing. Voting will be closing in South Africa. Tell us what you have observed. We understand you have 15 polling stations to observe.
Thank you. Yes, Jonga. I was observing around the 15 polling stations in Uvel, Berea, and Hillbrow. And we were at the polling station as early as 6:30 just to inspect all the ballot boxes and to see that everything is set to go. There are no any hiccups, and also to check with the party agencies if they don't have any issues or complaints. And so the voting started at 7 a.m. and up to now people are still voting. But what I can tell you is generally people voted peacefully. They've been at very peaceful voting, you would find people of different parties dominated by the three big ones, the ANC, EFF and DA stationed 100 meters from the voting station, but just a half meter from each other, sharing, starting from food, tea and drinks. There is no violence. I've seen others even exchanging regalia at the gate there to show that regardless of their political affiliations, but they are all South Africans. What they need, they are just voting for a better South Africa.
Okay, Mr. Chikwere, what do you think the outcome of the South African elections, the bearing of the outcome to Zimbabwe? What does this mean for Zimbabwe? Do you think, of course, I mean, if the ANC wins, it will continue being the ANC. But in the long run, what do you think of the outcome of the election?
No, I think the most important thing is not about a party winning, but it's about what a party delivers after winning elections. It's about observing the rule of law. It's about making sure that the party tries to make sure that the citizens of that country get employment, addressing the issues of employment, health, education, what we call social and economic needs. So it's not about whether ANC is going to win, then in Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF will also continue to be in party. So I mean in place. What we look at is if a party wins at a free and fair a playground, what is it going to offer to the people? Because they've been putting out their manifestos. All these parties have been putting out their manifestos. So these parties will be judged by their manifestos to say what you promised us during your campaign rallies or your campaign period, are you offering it? But us as foreigners in South Africa, what we look at issues of rule of law, respect of human rights, and the issues of socio-economic issues, so that when we go back home, or when the Zimbabweans, or when ZANU-PF sees what is happening in South Africa, at least it tries to emulate from what their neighbors are doing.
Yes, Mr. Chikwere, South Africa, like most African countries, and you know, the economy is not looking that good, especially when you look at unemployment and housing and other issues that people are complaining about in other parts of Africa, not only Africa, but the world. Now, we see the same party that people have been complaining about those issues winning and winning and winning. What is the issue? What's going on here? Do people not look at and say, let's try another party or something like that?
I mean, if you look at, in South Africa, the type of constitution which works in South Africa is different from that one that works in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, we've got what we call a constituency-based constitution. In South Africa, we've got a representation-based constitution. That's why you find that in South Africa, there are a lot of representation in parliament. You even find that other small parties have got one member of parliament, or even two, or even three. So what really happens is for you to be able to change the paradigm shift in South Africa, it has to be based on the proportional representation matrix rather than the constituency based in Zimbabwe, whereby they go for constituency by constituency. So, yes, here in South Africa, even though there is a very low employment rate, but you cannot compare it with Zimbabwe and Mozambique and maybe other countries and Swaziland anyway. I mean, I'm talking of the countries that I work in. You cannot compare with them. Although, but you also look at the population of South Africa to say how many people are in South Africa. South Africa has got plus or minus 60 million people, whereas Zimbabwe is only 15 million people. And so those are the things that we need to look at. So and if you look at the essentials that the governments give to their people in South Africa, there is what we call grants. The grants which are given across the board, whether it's at the aged or the people, I mean single parents and whatever, it's not found in Zimbabwe, it's not found in Mozambique, it's not found in Swaziland. So that makes people continue to vote for ANC because it's an ANC policy. Even though other parties, when they campaign, they say we'll increase the size or the number of grants, but that is a perception. It's not something that is tangible at this time. So until that time comes, you will see that the transition will take a little bit time to be completed.
Thank you so much, Mukoma Chikoero. Muchimbofema rakatingoverenga mashoko atumirwa nevateereri vedu pamwe nevari kuteerawo chirongwa chedu paFacebook pedu yeShona VOA. Hanzi namukoma Leroy Spencer Masombuka. Hanzi tirimo muno runyararo chete zvinova zvinodadisa chose. Then mukoma ndovanyora zvakare mukoma Leroy vachibvunzawo mumwe kuti uchiri mulaini. Then hanzi namukoti ni mpemi koti masabhuku angadai atotanga kumira mira. Munhu vari kutaura musarudzo idzodzi kuti dai kwaa kuri kuZimbabwe, dai masabhuku atotanga kumira mira, vanhu vachinzi mira kuseri kwasabhuku wako nezvimwe zvakadaro. Totarisawo nyaya yerunyararo, ndiri kuona vanyori vakawanda vachikoverwa vari kunyora vachitaura kuti sarudzo dziri kufamba murunyararo. Imi zvii zvamungataurawo pane zvamaona? Nokuti tiri kunzwawo kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo vanhu vanga vari vashoma nezvimwe zvakadaro, zvingadai zviyo zvaita here kuti vanhu vange vavhota murunyararo?
Nzvimbo dzaita vanhu vashoma, kune nzvimbo yeNorthwest nenzvimbo yekuLimpopo. Ikoko kwagara kune nyaya dzagara dziriko dzinoenderana nemadunhu. Kana tichiti madunhu, vanhu variko vanga vachiti isusu hatidi kuve pasi pedunhu iri, toda kuve pasi pedunhu iri, atingati mamunicipalities. Saka mamunicipalities aya hurumende haina kusova nyaya iyoyo on time, yekuti tiri kuvabvisa muthis municipality kuvaisa under this municipality. So kanga kune inonzi protest vote. So there was a protest vote in Northwest, and the others come even before the election. Vakabuda pachena kuti we are not going to vote because hurumende hamusi kutiteerera. But those are isolated cases, and they are non-isolated cases. It's not that it's a case that is you just came. There are isolated cases in Northwest and Limpopo. But generally in Gauteng, where I am, it has been peaceful, and a lot of people have come out to vote. There have been a long queue, like where I am now at the command center. There were, there was a very long queue which was there, and a lot of people voted because there were no issues of demarcations and all those things.
Chris.
Yes, siyabonga mnumzana. Ye ungasitshela ngesiNdebele obekusenzakala lamhlanje khona ngapho eSouth Africa kukhetho olwenziwe lamhlanje.
Hayi, ngiyabonga. Mina ngibe ngila eSouth, ngilapha manje eSouth Africa kusukela ekuseni ngo half past six, kusukela manje ntasekona i-election izoqeda abazobaameyoziceda ukuvota ngo-9 o'clock abantu babe bavota kahle kube kungela umsindo abantu baphuma abaningi kube kunokuthula abantu bamabandla ngiyababona baya abalu akuna msindo abantu bayazwanana bayakhuluma bodwa ungahamba phandle laphana 100 meters from where we are uzobona ukuthi kune-ANC lapha kune-EFF lapha kune-DA lapha bonke bayanatha bayadla ukudla bayaphana even ichukela akuna ukulwa ngibona abanye ngibona omunye umuntu we-EFF une-regaria ye-ANC naye umuntu we-ANC une-regaria ye-EFF amalembu lawani ukutshengisa ukuthi hhayi le ingaba yi-election ukuthi siyakhetha ihulumende yethu but ukusalayo sonke sima-South African sifuna ukuthi ilizwe lethu lihambe kambene.
Okay, kulungile. Kodwa ungasitshela ke ngabantu ngokubona kwakho ukuthi sizwa ingcwethi zisithi zona i-EFF ingani izazama ukwedlula i-DA. Ukubona njalo yini?
Ya, nami ngibona kanjalo lapha because mina ayikho ayisiyo i-first time yami yokubo ekuthi ngiyenze i-observation yama-elections lapha ngibe nga-observer kuma last elections 2 years ago for the municipality elections i-DA ibeyibonakala kakhulu ukuthi ikhona in terms of visibility ibeyikhona kakhulu but ukwamanje namhla ngibone ngathi iyedlikele imean iphansi i-EFF iyabonakala more than i-DA so kuyabonakala ngathi lapha ejobek i-EFF izothatha isikhundla sekube i-official opposition part ku-ANC lokho kungenzekala ngokubona kwami just perceptions but sizobona ma bacedi ukukhawunta ama-votes akhona maybe around 2 or 3 AM ekuseni.
Okay, jonga.
Inyaya yakati nakei chaizvo yatiri kunzwa asi tinonyanyoziva munguva inoitwa nyaya dzesarudzo vachikovera kuti kazhinji vanhu vanenge vachivimbiswa zvakasiyana siyana takaonawo kuti munguva yakanga ichitsvagwa rutsigiro vakawanda vakanga vachipinda munyaya idzodzi vachivimbisa kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri kutora mabasa nezvimwe zvakadaro tingatarisira here kuti panopera sarudzo vanhu vangazenge vakutyisidzirwa Mr. Chikwero, do you expect that or you think that after the South African elections people living in South Africa they will live peacefully those attacks on foreigners will be a thing of the past?
If you look at the xenophobia attacks, the history of it, they started way back in 2008. So it would be unfair for me to bluntly say that after these elections, the issue of xenophobic attacks will be the thing of the past. Those things, they just come, and in most cases, if you look at how they were coming up because of the issue of service delivery. So, and the service delivery is attached to the issue of that we are losing our jobs to foreigners, we are losing our wives to foreigners, we are the foreigners are accepting to be paid less money than they expected. But as we are speaking now, I'm not seeing any signs that there is any ambiguous or any bad blood towards the foreigners, because I will tell you that most of the observers who are observing now, we are 2 Zimbabweans who are around this area, and the most of the observers are from the west, from West Africa, and there was nothing, towards us, like, what do you want here? Why are you observing our elections? You are from other countries, you are foreigners. We didn't hear that. Instead, we are having so many good friends. They are being friendly to us, and most of them, they are talking to us like the South Africans. We are saying, I know the people we regard
Mr. Spoiro, unfortunately, our time has run out. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Mr. Solomon Socks Chikoero of the Global Zimbabwe Forum in South Africa. We also heard Mr. Dan Moyo, chairman of MDCT North America Province, and Mr. Tawanda Zokora, chairman MDC North America. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.